Next, we have the strategic plan, CLK 202427, strategic plan 202426 for the 10th of October. And the recommendation is that also receive report CLK 202427, strategic plan 2024 to 2026 for information, and the council adopt a strategic plan for 2024 through to 2026. Mover and second.
I'll move.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Stover and seconded by Councillor Ainsworth. Any comments? Go ahead, Councillor Ainsworth.
To you, Mayor. So when this is all final, will we kind of get a report of where we kind of stand right now in that survey? Or sorry, in the plan? Like, where are we today in that plan?
Go ahead.
So through you, Mayor Loger, if you were to approve this plan today, we are on day one. but in terms to expand on that, in terms of getting updates as we go, so we have, we will tie it to our budget process. So we will take a look at it retrospectively, realizing that, of course, 2024 goals and accomplishments of the township weren't designed to meet this because it's cart before the horse situation. But we have asked the leadership team to take a look at what they have accomplished in 24 and try to tie it into the priorities and the goals so that we can at least say, you know, we're moving in the direction. And then in the 2025 budget process, we'll also be including our goals for 2025, and those will be tied to the priorities and goals identified within the plan. And we'll be doing midterm reporting and reporting throughout every council report going forward. Once, if this is adopted, every council report coming forward to you will also have a linkage to the strategic plan and outline the goals and the priority that the report is tied to.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Good job. Good.
Well, that leads me into the question I had. So let's say housing, which isn't specifically in here because we have to get our house in order to deal with any of these other issues. But what will that look like when another super important item, whether it's housing or physician recruitment, whatever it is, has an item to bring forward? How will that fit together?
So the strategic plan is, again, to guide the direction of council and the corporation, and it's a back to basics approach to get, like, as you said, get the house in order. So for the plan is a commitment to, this is what we are deeming priority. It's not ruling out anything else. It is a living document to a degree, but it would have to be up to council's decision as to whether or not they wanted to entertain anything that is outside the scope of the strategic plan, because it would be essentially what this plan does is outline where you are committing your staff and financial resources to and the direction that you want to go. So if there's something that comes again from left field, that's up to council to consider at that moment, if it's something that they want to pursue.
And at the same time, those things would have to be part of the building. You have to support them. Right. Thank you. Go ahead, Mayor Gatlin.
Just digging a little deeper into that. So this is all the big picture at the top, and then we have each of our departments. Would some of those other things start to show up? And I know, for example, when the official plan, I don't think it's referenced in here, the update of the official plan in the planning department, that those are the things where we would see some of those other things addressed at that level, at the departmental level.
Mayor Logan, yes, that's correct. So if it's something that can be dovetailed, it might not be specifically mentioned within the strat plan, but if it's related and correlated to a goal, there's some pretty broad plans. If we were to identify each and every single policy that we wanted to update.
Yeah, no, I just, no. I was just sort of so, trying to get the structure, because obviously this is the umbrella, but digging a little bit deeper under the umbrella. And I'd
like to make a quick comment. I thought it was an excellent presentation. Very good. I think you had something new, so appreciate it. That's good. I think it's a clear plan. It's more aggressive and validated. So I think if all staff on board, you can do a lot with it. Mike mentioned about any reporting, and I think you've got it in the midterm or something like that. it might be smarter to do those every 6 months or just after, because like you hit the midterm, mid part of the year, we're busy as heck on the ball. A lot of different stuff, and then you take it 6 months later when we're in the budget that day. So perhaps you can make it a screening call, maybe update for consideration.
Anybody else have any more comments?
No.
All in favor? Motion's carried.